Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Well, I got the duck back up on my mic flag, but it's ready to fall off again. This Velcro is nowhere near as good as I thought it was going to be. You have no idea how difficult it is being me. Today, the issues with the duck, and the music, the lyrics, between the duck and my shirt and all the problems with the hanger, I just, oh, God, why is life got to be so hard? Anyway, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday after the 8 o'clock news, we talk, well, we don't really talk. We pretty much listen to Mr. Big Willie. Mr. Big Willie is this legendary OTR Valley truck driver over the road. He drives the, you know, the big trucks, the really, 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 you know, 18,000 wheelers or whatever the hell they have. And he talks to us from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab in his Freightliner Cascadia 125 DOT US number 3538358. This is not a goof. This is for real. And we have him on. And I just say, hey, what's up? And then he starts talking for about 20 minutes, does not take a breath. We've actually timed this, and it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. I just sit back and I just go, this is how I participate in the discussion with Mr. Big Willie. That's about it. So, Mr. Big Willie, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Dimitri. Good morning. I'm just so excited seeing all these likes and shares and posts and every day in the show. Our show is phenomenal. It's doing great. Man, there's some big things on the horizon here. It's top secret. I can't even tell you, but wait. I got an appointment on November 1st, and you're going to just love the idea we had. And the top secret idea, but wait till you see it. But actually, everybody's going to see it. And it's going to be right in the middle of St. Clairsville, and it's going to be awesome. So anyhow, I'll just leave it at that. But other than that, our show ratings are through the roof right now. We're getting a ton of views. If anybody has anything they want me to talk about or anything, they get tired listening to me and they want to complain, just go to my Big Willie page. And I got my own page. I don't know if Dimitri has, well, he has his own page, but I don't know if he has a link to mine on there. Maybe I'll talk to him about putting a link on his page to my page since we're together and our show's doing so great. I wish I could just be on for like from 8 to 9 and, you know, we just 50-50 the money and everything that you get. Because I don't get nothing. I like half your money since, I don't know. Anyhow, this homeless thing, it just irritates me. I sit there and listen to it and, yeah, there's compassion, and then there's druggies, of course, and there's mentally ill. But I would say it's probably 70% of Americans are one paycheck away or 6 months away from being on the street. And that's a fact. And some of it's laziness. Some of it's from handouts. And now you see them all complaining about the government shutdown and SNAP benefits and this and that. And I've always said, you know, make sure you can cover your own at all times and have a backup plan. And I know it's coming from somebody that I've been had nothing for years, and I'm talking nothing and zero money and anything. There would be no place to live. Went to D.C. with $300 and no car, you know, and you lean on people for so long, and then you're just on your own. When your parents are gone, your grandparents are gone, or your family don't have money, you should always have a backup plan. But I can tell you the mental illness thing and the help that you get in this valley or anywhere in the country, it comes down to one thing. If you're not finding it for free, then you don't have insurance, you're not getting it. I mean, it's that simple. I don't care where you go. If you got a drug issue, and unless it's court-ordered, and they have to do it, and then, of course, the courts or the county has to pay for it. They're just the taxpayers, which is fine if you're getting somebody, you know, healed or, you know, not to keep calling them druggies, but drug addicts, you know, you can get them cleaned up, and that helps the county and the city get rid of homeless people. That's great. But other than that, you can't find help, and there's so many examples of it. I've heard of people walking right in and say, I need help and this and that. And they just said, well, you ain't got money, you ain't got insurance. There's nothing really we can do for you unless you sit in the emergency room and detox. And then they don't want to waste their bed on, you know, no money. So they just, you know, get rid of you and check you out. So, and they give you a piece of paper. It's like when I wanted to lose weight, they give you a piece of paper that says, here's how to eat better. Well, I've been learning them lies since junior high and kindergarten, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and I feel for the people that actually are homeless that need the help because they're getting grouped in to the same group of people that's over there, but they also have to deal with all the addiction and alcoholism around them. And I'd say the addiction and alcoholism comes from being depressed, from being homeless, from basically anything that can happen in your life. So you know, if you go from having a house and a family and kids, you know, and a halfway paying job, well, it takes two of you to run the household, and then you end up getting divorced, or you lose your job and you can't afford your stuff, or whatever, and then you got to leave your household, and then you're sitting out on the street because you don't have no options. You know, and you got your kids, and then your wife goes or something, whatever. You're sitting out there, and you're used to certain things. And when you don't have it, it breaks you down as a person, as a human being. So you turn to drugs and alcohol to cope with stuff. And because you can't just walk into any psychologist or Northwood that used to be there or whatever there is now and say, hey, I'm depressed, I need medicine. Well, let's make an appointment. We're busy. You know, what's your insurance card? Oh, you need $300. So that's a major, major issue that people want to overlook. And these people, yeah, they can help it. Some of them are just mentally ill, but if we had the right systems in place, it would change the way everything is. Locking them up, getting them clean, that's fine. But what do you do with them after that? Do you take them, put them in a community college, or get them HVAC or CDL or something to try to keep them straight? You know, there's ways to do it, and locking them up and keeping them clean. I know, like in Pakistan and stuff like that, when they got drug addicts, so they have a treatment center. They don't treat drugs with drugs over there like we do here. It's a pharmaceutical game that if you're on heroin or something like that, then they go give you methadone. If you're on meth, they give you methadone or Suboxone or Subutex or whatever it is. And that's worse than what the pills are, because then you think you're clean and you're still kind of high. And you're getting the non-effects, and you're happy, but eventually you have to get off of it. So it's the same thing as being on a drug, so why don't just detox the person to begin with for 7 days, and you know, put them in something and lock them up and program them, keep them locked in, something like jail. But if they truly want the help, you know, lock them in a room. You know what I mean? They'll come to their senses. And then you go about there after that to find out the mental illness, to find out what their issues are, where they need help, but nobody has the time or the effort. They don't want to put the time and the effort into doing that. Nobody wants to put the money out and help the people, I think, like that. I don't know too many people who say, well, I'm going to pay for the treatment of this person because I know they're a good person. I know they fell on hard times. Here's $20 at McDonald's. I don't know anybody else, but nobody can afford it usually. And then the people that can't afford it, like these hospitals, turn people away for money. It's just plain, simple facts. It's all over money. The pharmaceutical companies letting the drugs into the country, the pills, everything given by the doctors is all for money. It's all pay to play. They go in and they take these doctors out to dinner. They give them whatever. I've seen salesmen go in these doctors' offices, and they buy them all lunch and cookies and schmooze them. I mean, they could spend $1,000, $2,000 on lunch a week. That's a drop in the bucket when they're making billions of dollars on Percocet, oxycodone. They know for a fact that these are addictive drugs. So when are the people going to wake up and see that all these issues have came from greedy, hungry, money people? The Rockefellers, where do you think it started at? The great Rockefellers, West Virginia's own, go the Rockefellers. When they broke up his monopoly on oil and gas, back in the 1800s or 1900s or whatever it was, the first thing he did was start what? The American Heart Association, the American Medical Association. And then he hired the doctors to do the research because he learned that he could use petroleum in the pills and make up fake stuff to make pills to push out to the people. So he made another way. And then they start the Cancer Association, whatever it is. This is all done on purpose, people. It's all done. These are all my theories. This is what I read. But it's all done on purpose to feed the people in their pockets. Soros, Rockefellers, Bill Gates, all these great people they talk about. Who you think's promoting, who you think's donating? Bill Gates and Soros is the one supporting this no king stuff. You know, we don't have a king. He don't want to be a king. But it's a bunch of crap. This stuff was tried by the CIA in the Cold War in the 80s and 90s, and they paid foreign news people to promote and push their agenda. It's a known fact. The papers are released that they're declassified. They have operation with it, Mockingbird still. They still push out information. They divide the country. They push this agenda out. They plant people. They pay people. I don't care if Hillary Clinton would have won. The Republicans, something else would have happened. If it, whoever's agenda it didn't fit, they would still push that agenda. And that's what's causing the divide. And everybody can't look at fixing the issue and see the good that's being done. They can only focus on going out and pushing their agenda on what's being fed to them by billionaires that are taking advantage of the American people and American truckers and the hardworking people. And when you see that Costco can pay somebody $32 an hour, and you go to a billion-dollar company like Walmart and Sam's Club, and they're getting $14 and $15 an hour, that ought to tell you something. When they make $600 billion a year profit, what in the world is wrong? Why can't you pay somebody? Why are the CEOs of these companies getting paid billions and millions of dollars and getting bonuses, but they can't afford to pay somebody $13, $14 an hour with benefits? Because it's a rigged system. Nobody's going to win. The government's like a casino. You know, you're playing slots every day with your life and your paycheck. All it takes is one hit. Yeah, you might win big, but you're going to hit more negative than positive on that slot machine. And by the time that casino is done, you're going to be broke. And then you're going to be outside the casino crying, just like you lose your house. And then you go to the doctor, and they'll feed you Percocet, you know, in a clinic for pain, but they won't help you get off of it unless you got insurance money or you're arrested. So people need to wake up. And I know I get on people and stuff, but it's just sickening. I'm tired of hearing about it. There's a way to do it. If people would take all the negative, turn it to positive, and try to at least, you know, put their efforts into doing something to help these homeless people or prevent it, you can't just push them somewhere else. I mean, where are you going to push them to? St. Clairsville? I mean, they do got a big 5,200-square-foot building that can put some homeless people in now, and there's no mildew or mold, so they could probably put them over there. So they had something last Monday, but everybody needs to have a good weekend. I'll talk to everybody Monday. I'm excited for Monday. I know our show is doing great. Check out Tyler.